The family said Marlys Muñoz was brain dead and the fetus was distinctly abnormal. They wanted her removed from life support, and a judge agreed. Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson and his three competitors did not.
We should always err on the side of life. And in this case, there was an unborn child, which was past the 20-week statutory limit on abortions. So I'm not sure who was the right case here, but I would always err on the side of life.
State Senator Dan Patrick agreed that the court made the wrong decision. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples took it a step further.
Unfortunately, I do believe that the court erred in this situation. I think the next legislative session, we're going to have to go in and clarify what the meaning of the statute is in order to remove the ambiguity.
Incumbent Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst made the opinion unanimous.
This baby could have been born, and so I think it was decided wrong.
But they didn't all agree on every issue. Patrick, Staples, and Dewhurst said no to legalizing medicinal marijuana. But Patterson broke ranks.
If there is medical efficacy for the use of tetrahydrocannabinol and the doctor prescribes it, I mean, I see nothing wrong with that. We're talking about medicine. We're not talking about recreational use.
The candidates agreed there should be term limits for state offices. There aren't now. Staples had the laugh line.
I think politicians are a lot like socks and they need to be changed on a regular basis. We need to instill new blood and new energy and new ideas on ways to solve problems.
But again, Patterson offered a different answer. He said, let the voters decide. The candidates were also asked about education and creationism. All agreed Texas children should be taught evolution and creationism and intelligent design. That's not the case now. Both Patrick and Dewhurst went out of their way to say that they're Christians and believe in creationism. Again, Patterson put an additional spin on the topic. He emphasized teaching comparative religions.
I think kids growing up in Texas ought to learn about other religions as well, in part so they feel more comfortable with their own, in part because they see some of the things that would give them pause.
Immigration reform was another hot issue Monday night as candidates were asked how they would handle the many undocumented immigrants already living and working in Texas. Once more, Patterson offered a different solution. He said a guest worker program is needed now while the state simultaneously works to prevent border crime and undocumented immigrants from slipping through. The other three offered no immediate solutions to dealing with undocumented immigrants, but they insisted the border must be secured before launching any guest worker program. Patrick was adamant.
As long as Texas does not secure the border, then the federal government is going to sit back and do nothing. They're not going to pass real immigration reform. Stop the invasion, and then we'll address those questions.
Which GOP candidates get to address the questions depends on the March 4th primary. Even then, observers expect a runoff in one of the state's hottest primary elections. The victor faces the presumed Democratic candidate, State Senator Letitia Vandepute, in November. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.